Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Wow. 80 episodes of movie making splendor. Did I ever suspect I'd be here with you now? I never, ever did. When I first started this podcast, 80 episodes, what? Does this feel like a delightful sort of surprise to be standing here on the cusp of our 80th episode together? Heck yes. This is the Daughter of Godcast, episode 080, Creaky, our ongoing crowd creation where you make the movie. I'm kind of reading this and also improvising it at the same time. We're just trying to find the sweet spot today. Okay, where you make the movie, but actually, yes, okay, we make the movie because I'm the dude slaving over the hot laptop, Fordham tool, spray booth, and sweating in front of this camera and lights as I record this very, very episode of the Daughter of Godcast, episode 080, Creaky. Truly, though, with all my hustle and bustle, this is rapidly becoming your movie. All the esoteric production gear that I brandish with varying degrees of competence would be gathering dust without you. Your perceptions bring every scene into sharp focus. You tell me which icons to click, which Vallejo rust pigments to smear, which Rolly keys to stroke and fondle. Everything is becoming more clear because of you. After 80 episodes, our mission is crystal. To make the best dang Daughter of God possible, and are we ever. Okay, enough bluster, to the great work. Nuts and bolts. All right, I have to admit, it looks like our Facebook boost didn't hurt. We've had about 50% more listens to the podcast over the last week, and post-reach on Facebook has doubled. Yes, doubled. Someone even loved Rabbit and Dog on LO.co. What did hurt was my over 24 hours of lateness last week in getting the new scene and podcast posted. I really love getting the podcast out on time. That's looking more like Wednesday around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's now 7:25 on Wednesday, so we got roughly 2.5 hours to record the rest of this podcast and then go down to the casa and turn it into something presentable. It's possible we can make that. I'm kind of feeling like 10 o'clock on Wednesday. It used to be Wednesday afternoon, evening was my release date, but I think I'm going to move that to the morning because I think that's better for people to get it a little earlier on Wednesday. So that's the goal. Let's just keep on it. Let's keep going. We got to do feedback now. Feedback on Rabbit and Dog, which was our scene in the last episode. Let's just recap. An awkward moment between two quirky people having their first private conversation. We've seen these two before in Do It Again, so we know they'll eventually come together. There doesn't seem to be much rapport in this initial exchange, however. And the question for that scene was, in Dog Time, how quickly can they go from this moment to jumping into bed? Minutes, hours, days, weeks, and what conflicts do they have to overcome? And just from looking at that scene, that's it. You don't need to know anything else. All the feedback for Rabbit and Dog, by the way, is compiled on the comments for episode 079, which is true for all episodes, all the feedback for all scenes is always compiled at the podcast episode that scene was introduced on. Okay? So, that's always true. People's just a little taller than I am. People stop and stare, they don't bother me. Oh, there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. All at once am I, several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Damn! Okay, and the first feedback is from Anonymous. We had an anonymous email. I would think that they might go their separate ways. The dead animal and lack of mutual intensity suggest that to me. Having seen Do It Again, however, Anonymous knows where this scene is going and thought that the two quirky people would hop into bed within minutes. After an email volley, Anonymous's rationale was revealed, because at the end of Do It Again, she, Dog, isn't sure what his, Rabbit, name is. Brilliant deduction by Anonymous. I'm not saying Anonymous is right, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but kudos for keen observation and extra blessings for you, Anonymous, whoever you are. Pam on Facebook pulled her signature pool shark move and ran the table, plunking cognitive balls into all the right pockets. Her impressions of the scene couldn't have been more encouraging. Kirk, via dog.movie, opined that getting the two quirky people into bed might take a while. The dialogue was intriguing and made me want to know more of what that whole exchange was about. This addition to the content stream makes me ever more curious about the plot and how it is all tied together. He wanted to know if Rabbit and Dog has anything to do with the origin of Daughter of God, or perhaps I have misinterpreted the whole thing. Then Kirk offered this. I would have liked to participate in the project sooner, but I wanted to try and get up to speed with some of what's going on in these scenes, but I'm having trouble finding general information. I've been too busy to keep up with the podcasts and was hoping to read into on here. Can I get a link if there is one? Also, is there a trailer or story summary or character description somewhere on the interwebs or available upon request? I'd like to give more feedback, but I find it difficult to elaborate on things without more of context of what's happening overall. In all the flurry of releasing scenes and podcasts the last 10 weeks, I neglected to create an easily accessible guide that explains the whole crowd creation. Okay, so let's handle that now, because if our pal Kirk is reluctant to offer feedback because he feels there's no context within which to place his comments, then maybe hundreds of other people are also reluctant to give feedback because they don't know what this movie's about, and I'm lost, and maybe I'll say something weird and yada yada. So this is good. Let's deal with this right now, and I'll actually make a movie. I mean, I'm making a movie now, but I'll take this excerpt from the podcast and I'll put it as a little movie on a special section of the website, which is about the crowd creation. So let's do this. Here we go. I'm gonna get in my mode here. Let's have a drink of water too. I'm drinking Green Light. Welcome to Crowd Creation, where you make the movie. Daughter of God is a post-apocalyptic romantic comedy currently test screening across the World Wide Web. Every week, a short scene is released and you are invited to give feedback, specifically what emotions come up while you watch. You can choose to answer specific questions posed by the director or just freewheel, posting your comments and opinions on your favorite social media platform or directly at dog.movie, that's www.dog.movie. Look, I'm doing that thing from Napoleon Dynamite. What you don't need. You don't need any special knowledge or expertise to participate. Just a love for movies. You don't have to know anyone in the cast or crew of Daughter of God or be dating the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola. We love fresh insights from total strangers, curious and perceptive people. You definitely don't need to be a filmmaker, an actor, a writer, or even any sort of artist to give the right answers. Every answer is right because you are sharing your unique human experience or your unique sentient experience if you're not human. And we definitely have a few aliens out there. Yo, thanks for checking in from Andromeda and the Pleiades. Appreciate it. Not to mention Sirius sharing. Each scene is offered as a standalone moment. The context within the entire movie doesn't matter. Just what's happening on screen right there and then. Not knowing how all the pieces fit together may seem odd at first, but just relax and have fun. The feelings that a scene brings up for you, what you are reminded of, and/or what connections you make, reveals to us whether that scene is working as intended or whether tweaking is needed. Sharing your experience can change everything. That's how you make the movie. Not only does feedback make dog scenes more compelling, your feedback brings blessings. Learn more at dog.movie/bless. Episodes of the Daughter of Godcast podcast document the feedback process, creating a reference archive for enhancing the scenes as we go later on. If your week gets busy, just skip the podcast entirely and opine on the current scene. 5 to 10 minutes a week is all you need to join this unprecedented cinematic adventure. Friend us on your favorite social media platform or sign up for the dog email list at dog.movie. Okay, well, that's our little movie, and let's move right on to the feedback, to the new scene. Ooh, here it comes, creaky. A woman peers out from a door ajar, a prolonged creak as she slowly opens the door, revealing an enigmatic figure, half smiling. She seems to recognize him, calling him by name. The feedback question for creaky is, what spectrum of emotions does the woman experience as she opens the door? Late though this last week's episode was, we still had phenomenal feedback from a couple of blessed veterans and the esteemed not-so-newbie, Kirk. Huge appreciation for everyone who's making this movie. If you're intrigued by crowd creation and have been thinking about offering feedback, well, come out of the closet and let your freak flag fly. She is coming. There's no such thing as coincidence. You're here by special arrangement of the cosmos. Wield the power of pretending. Episode 080 of the Daughter of Godcast is done. So many sweet numbers yet to come. You're in the loop. Whether you're encrypted or in the clear, a great swirl of consciousness are we. Here to make a movie for fun, for awakening, for art. Why not have, be, and do everything you've ever dreamed of? Why not become the most epic you ever? Somehow that's happening. I could claim this movie is the ticket, a golden ticket to your very own bliss, and maybe I wouldn't be lying. We think we need someone else's permission to be happy. Well, I'm going to give you that permission right now for no other reason than that you're watching my lips move. You're listening to me speak. You're reading this transcription. By the power invested in me as the doula for Daughter of God, you get to feel happy and experience your unique bliss from now on. Let no one convince you otherwise. You are making this movie.